You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles the psychedelic jazz sound of Teddy Pressburg. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush and the music is out there. Today we're giving it up for jazz guitarist Teddy Pressburg and his two releases, Blueprint of Soul and Outcries from a Sea of Red. The latter of those two titles has just been remixed in a series of remix albums called Outcries from a Sea of Red Remixed Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Rockwire had a chance to catch up with Teddy Pressburg regarding these releases, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From his CD, Blueprint of Soul, here is Teddy Pressburg with Foster Fatty. From his CD, Blueprint of Soul, that was Teddy Pressburg with Foster Fatty. Visit Teddy at his official website, www.teddypressburg.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Teddy regarding his new releases, and here's how the interview went.
How old are the remixes now?
The remixes came out in 2 volumes last year.
I see, and they concentrate on the entire catalog up till now, correct?
They are remixes from the album Outcries from a Sea of Red.
I see. And that album seems to be the, it almost seems to me, being an outsider, you know, the focal point of the catalog thus far. I mean, with 16 songs and everything, and you've got these remix recordings that are inspired from it. So what made that album different from the previous release, Blueprint of Soul?
Blueprint of Soul was, I'd been touring around with a lot of different musicians, and, you know, I'd just gotten to a spot, you know, I was in my mid-20s where I decided to quit my day job and start, you know, doing this full-time, and I went on the road with some folk acts and did a lot of side work, and Blueprint was my first album on my own, and it's just kind of this collection of lo-fi recordings that I did. And a lot of the songs, in fact, all the songs, I wrote them just kind of on the spot, where I kind of took this, I call it the Jack Kerouac method of improvisation, in which I would just kind of, you know, pick a subject, which would be, in this case, for Blueprint of Soul, was a place in Portland, or a person, and just try and imitate them with my guitar, maybe a bass line, and, you know, try and carve out a song just right on the spot. And, you know, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. If it worked, you know, I'd get a couple riffs down, and then I'd come back to it and just kind of, you know, try and do one take, you know, here's the guitar, and one take, here's the bass, try and keep it really fresh. So it's, you know, it's kind of like a Frankenstein lo-fi recording collection of songs that kind of got out there that did pretty well.
I see. And what inspired you to decide to do a remix recordings of, you know, Outcries from a Sea of Red?
Well, the Blueprint was the first album, and there was actually a lot of DJs who came up to me, and, you know, mostly through the internet, all over the world, who, you know, really dug it and said that they were, you know, spinning the tracks and already doing remixes. And so we put out a remix album on my label, Outright Music, which is a free download if you go to the website. And, you know, once we made the second album, some of those DJs really just, you know, really dug that album, were doing the same thing. And these DJs were connected with a label in Greece called Time Warp. And Time Warp got a hold of it, and that's, they pretty much spearheaded about 12 remixes that they put out in the two different volumes.
I see. And how is something like remixing viewed in the jazz world?
Well, you know, it's really, I think it's pretty cool, you know. I mean, you can take a look at both of the albums, you know, there were songs that were remixed by two different artists. And, you know, maybe one guy would pick, like, just a melody from a solo of mine, or maybe another guy would just focus on, like, the main riff. And they all would just come up with, and maybe one song, but two totally different interpretations. And it just kind of blew my mind. It was just kind of really neat to hear, you know, what piqued everybody's curiosity. You know, I'm kind of, like, more and more getting into electronic music, and I've been playing with DJs, but, you know, it was kind of just neat to hear the different beats that people were playing behind it and how they could, you know, turn into a 4x4 club banger, as they say.
And talk about how music got going for you in the beginning. How did that start?
Well, I've always been playing music. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I've been playing pretty much my whole life, and I ended up passing on, going to Berklee College of Music and getting a degree actually in environmental studies, and which is funny because now I'm doing music full time, and, you know, working on the environment's kind of more of my hobby. You know, they kind of flip flops there. So I kind of, you know, I've just kind of always been involved in it, and, you know, was touring around with folks and, you know, kind of getting offers I couldn't refuse, until one day I just had to give up the day job, and I really just enjoy what I do. I kind of try and do a lot of different projects.
And what sort of music spoke to you in the beginning, or, you know, informed you on this musical path you're on right now?
I think for me, you know, early on, before, you know, what really, when I was a young, young kid, you know, which for me was, you know, when I was, like, coming of age, you know, it was in the 90s, and for me, you know, this is, like, 20 years later after the fact, but, like, hearing Jimi Hendrix was like, man, I mean, it's the, you know, same effect that it had on people way back in the day when he first came out, but I was like, that's how he played the guitar. And that's really what got me playing in the first place. But kind of hearing like Grant Green, who's a soul jazz guitar player I really like a lot, I've really kind of identified with his pocket and just note selection and where he puts the notes.
Visit Teddy Pressburg at his official website, www.teddypressburg.com. From his CD, Outcries from a Sea of Red, here is Teddy Pressburg once again with Beyond Busted. We'll be right back.
The Teddy Pressburg Funktet here at KDHX playing at the Old Blues Webster Jazz Fest this Saturday, 2 to 4, on one of the stages. Tons of stages. Google it. Webster Old Jazz Blues Fest. Tons of good stuff going on. This next song is a newer song, unreleased. It's called Floating Astro Van. And you can check out my website, teddypressburg.com, if you work for Chevy and want to endorse it.
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their steering live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado despair. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on you. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks.
All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for jazz guitarist Teddy Pressburg and his two releases, Blueprint of Soul and Outcries from a Sea of Red. The latter of those two titles has been remixed in a series of remix albums entitled Outcries from a Sea of Red, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Teddy regarding these new releases, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
You kind of touched on this earlier in regard to the creative process, but explain to me how it works for you. How does a piece of music start from being, I don't know, maybe humming it in your head to something someone's going to hear over the speakers?
Generally for me, I mean, I really enjoy the creative process and, you know, and like reading about, you know, everything from painters to poets and kind of how they go about it. Primarily for me, I'll kind of just sit down, like I said, and just focus on a subject and try and recreate that. Like, I've got this tour van. It's a Chevy Astro van, and you know, it just floats. The front end on it's just all banged up, and the thing just bounces up and down. So I kind of wrote a few months ago, you know, just try to imitate that floating. And, you know, if it comes out good, I get a good riff, you know, I put a melody on top after that. But usually for me, it starts with a riff. But I kind of do the traditional thing, too, where I'll work on some really, you know, heavy stuff for like 6 months and then put it down and come back to it.
I'm kind
of open to any channels I can get.
Now, with this remix project, you know, with them going back and you know, doing stuff to the music that you pretty much set in stone, which remixes sort of got you thinking, "Wow, I never thought of that," when you listened to it?
You know, all of them really, you know, got me there. There's, I think it's the second volume. There's one track that's just really, really just super fast, like 160 BPM, like drum and bass. And, I mean, a lot of my stuff, is kind of down tempo, a little slower, and even when I play it live, my live recordings are a lot different than what we do on the albums. The albums are all kind of cut and paste, and then live is more soul jazz, but it's all down tempo. But here in, I think it was $4 Down, it opens off my album, and it opens off the second volume of the remixes. It's just smoking fast.
Well, earlier you said something about doing about a new project in the wings. Can you give us any hints about it?
Sure, thanks. Yeah, I'm working on an album right now. It's called Apocalypse Yesterday. We got a little bit of the photos up right now. If you go to apocalypseyesterday.com, teddypressburg.com too has a lot of the news. And it's an album. I did all that kind of writing on the spot, except this one I recorded straight to cassette tape, and just did about the whole side of the tape, 45 minutes of just jamming, and four track cassette, and from that we kind of I kind of narrowed it down and put together about 7 songs. So it's going to be an EP, a lot different than anything else I've done. Some vocals on it. It's a little more electronic. There's no organic drums or anything like that. It's something I'm real excited about too. I think we're going to do a limited vinyl pressing on it, and I guess maybe those remixers did have a little bit of influence on me.
And talk a little more, like you did earlier, about the being environmental friendly and recording environmentally friendly. What does that mean specifically?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I got my degree in environmental studies, and I've kind of just always been in that field. And so I do, I kind of run my business just in that sense, in that all of the albums that we produce are greenhouse gas free. We offset any emissions that, are created as a result. We're 1% for the planet members, which, just means that 1% of our profits goes to a nonprofit we've designated. We chose the Santa Cruz Research Organic Farming Foundation. And it's a small thing to do 1%, especially for, a small little label like us. But, it's just kind of a message that, everybody can do something like that. It's easy to do, and if everybody did something like that, it could be a big thing. So just a lot of little things like that we do. We've also got, we work with a company called Now that makes fantastic organic clothing, all recycled. Like, I've got a great jacket that's 100% recycled plastic. It's a rain jacket. Looks cool, feels cool, and it's good for the planet. So just kind of everything we try and do, from clothes to putting out the product, Even the last album didn't use any plastic besides the CD itself. So just trying to make a little difference.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard your music?
I'm just trying to touch people, trying to make them feel something. Whether it's just bobbing your head, popping open a beer and dancing with your girlfriend or your wife or your mistress or, either one, telling a friend, just trying to get people to enjoy life.
Visit Teddy Pressburg at his official website, www.teddypressburg.com. Here is Teddy once more with Outcries from a Sea of Red. download this portion of Jazzed in Blue, simply scroll to the bottom of the page and click where it says Download Part 1.